Canada has just cancelled the F-35 deal. Portugal has also withdrawn. And now, a move that could change the North American defense landscape.
Comes just 2 days after a similar decision by Portugal. In January 2023, the Trudeau administration had signed a contract with Lockheed Martin to purchase 88 F-35 fighter jets.
Canada has just grabbed the world's attention by deciding to cancel the $19 billion USD deal to purchase 88 F-35s from Lockheed Martin, a deal they signed in 2023. And it's not just Canada. Portugal has also announced its withdrawal from the F-35 program. These two countries are now seeking alternative defense solutions, no longer depending on the US and aiming for independence in protecting national security. The reason for canceling this deal is directly tied to the trade and political tensions between Canada and the US, especially under the leadership of Donald Trump. With protectionist policies and severe tariffs, reliance on the US for defense is no longer a safe option for Canada. For Portugal, the decision to withdraw from the F-35 program is equally significant. Portugal's defense minister, Nuno Melo, pointed out that the instability in US foreign policy under Donald Trump has made it impossible for them to continue pursuing the plan to acquire these fighter jets. The country is now seeking replacement fighter jets while building a more flexible and independent defense force, reducing dependence on traditional partners. So, if it's not the F-35, then which fighter jets will replace them in Canada's defense strategy? One of the most promising options right now is the Saab J-39 Gripen, a product from Sweden. Saab has proposed building the Gripen in Canada.
There's a commitment, a legal commitment, to buy those. But another jet is being talked about a lot, which is the Saab Gripen. That was the runner-up in the long, long procurement process to get these F-35s lined up. And they'd committed to make more.
Which would help transfer technology and develop the domestic defense industry of the country. This is a great opportunity for Canada to gain more autonomy in equipping its military and defense systems, while maintaining strong cooperation with NATO countries. While Canada is looking for these alternative solutions, the country's defense industry is also growing strongly. Canada has a defense industry that contributes about $10 billion Canadian dollars annually to the economy and creates more than 64,000 jobs. Companies like General Dynamics Land Systems in Ontario and CAE Inc. in Montreal are supplying essential military products for Canada's armed forces and government agencies. The Canadian government is also accelerating domestic defense technology development programs, aiming to reduce dependence on international partners. On the other hand, the shift in Canada's defense strategy is not just an internal shift, but also reflects a broader trend in global military relations. The European Union, EU, with countries like Germany, France, and Italy, has increased defense spending by more than 30% from 2021 to 2024, reaching approximately 326 billion euros by 2024. Europe is now looking to reduce reliance on US military systems while promoting autonomy and developing advanced defense technologies. The EU's Rear Europe Initiative, which is expected to raise up to 800 billion euros to invest in defense, shows Europe's determination to achieve strategic autonomy in military systems. Canada is also working strongly with European countries in developing alternative defense solutions and sharing technology. The military cooperation between Canada and European countries is becoming an important part of Canada's defense strategy, helping create a more independent and flexible defense force. Along with this, European countries are also intensifying initiatives to ensure defense autonomy, reducing reliance on external partners outside the region. Stay tuned for more exciting developments to come.
In news coming in from the defense sector, Canada is reconsidering America-built F-35 purchase. This is big news, remember? Mulling over talks with the rival aircraft makers as well. The decisions come while there are clearly tensions between US and Canada.
Canada is facing a historic decision. Cancel the $13 billion USD F-35 contract and choose a European partner. So, what is driving this bold move by the country? Since 2017, when Donald Trump started implementing protectionist trade policies, tensions began to form. One of the biggest shocks was the US imposing tariffs on steel, aluminum, and agricultural products from Canada. These tariffs caused severe difficulties for Canada's industries. Specifically, Canada could not ignore the trade barriers introduced by the Trump administration, such as requirements on agricultural products or restrictions on steel exports. Furthermore, these decisions were not just economic losses, but also increased Canada's dependency on a single country. the US. This forced the Canadian government to ask a big question. Can we continue to rely on such an unfair partner when we could find other more reliable partners?
Canada has reached an agreement to acquire a fleet of 88 new F-35 fighter jets. Defense Minister Anita Anand spoke about the $19 billion deal this past hour. She said it's the largest investment in the Royal Canadian Air Force in 30 years and that this acquisition will create many economic benefits for Canada.
This is a turning point decision. Signed in 2023, the contract to purchase 88 F-35s from the U.S. was a key part of Canada's strategy to modernize its air force. However, the recent trade tensions have forced Ottawa to reconsider this agreement. The $13 billion U.S. DF-35 deal is not just a typical arms procurement, but also a symbol of the cooperation between the two nations. But in the current context, is it still reasonable for Canada to continue working with the U.S. when Trump's tariffs and trade decisions are increasingly pressuring Canada's economy? With the F-35 primarily produced in the U.S., Canada faces a big question. Should they continue to depend on a country with such strong protectionist policies or seek alternative options from Europe? The U.S., of course, is not happy with this news. They have continuously emphasized the importance of defense cooperation between the two nations, especially with the F-35, which is the U.S. fifth-generation fighter jet. Washington reacted strongly, stating that Canada's decision to cancel the contract could damage the special relationship between the two nations. Canceling the F-35 deal not only affects the defense relationship between Canada and the U.S., but also has far-reaching effects on various industries and the Canadian public's reaction to U.S. trade policies. Specifically, this decision could alter the structure of Canada's defense, agricultural, and steel industries. The U.S. tariff policies, especially the tariffs on steel, aluminum, and agricultural products from Canada, have caused significant damage to these industries. Canada, especially provinces like Ontario and Quebec, relies heavily on steel and aluminum exports to the U.S. And Trump's decisions have put businesses in a difficult position. Canadian farmers have also been heavily impacted by the U.S. imposing tariffs on agricultural products like milk and beef. This policy has not only reduced profits in these industries, but also created economic instability in Canada as businesses face rising costs and the loss of export markets. A large portion of the Canadian public has expressed support for shifting towards other partners, particularly in Europe. They believe that if the U.S. continues to impose unfair tariffs, seeking alternative partners is essential to ensure the nation's independence and sustainable economic growth. Canada not only wants to maintain its relationship with the U.S., but also wants to assert that they can stand on their own and do not need to depend on another country. Stay tuned and keep watching, because the upcoming developments will leave you unable to look away. Will Canada choose to change direction or continue to stay tied to the U.S.? The U.S. imposes a 25% tariff on steel and aluminum imports. France retaliates immediately. Trade tensions escalate, threatening to disrupt global supply chains. Not just France, but the entire European Union, EU, steps in, preparing countermeasures. Could this be the beginning of a full-scale trade war between the U.S. and Europe? On February 10, 2025, President Donald Trump imposed a 25% tariff on steel and aluminum imports, aiming to protect U.S. domestic industries from foreign competition. However, this policy shocked America's trade partners, especially Europe. Within 1 month, France struck back, enacting severe trade restrictions against the U.S. French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot made it clear, "We will not allow Washington to impose trade policies on the European economy." Immediate consequences. U.S.-France trade relations reach an all-time low. Both European and American automakers suffer due to supply chain disruptions. The EU intervenes, considering retaliatory tariffs on U.S. products, further escalating the conflict. Steel and aluminum are crucial for car manufacturing, accounting for over 70% of a vehicle's weight. With tariffs in place, European production costs surged by 15 to 20%. Major European automakers affected: Renault and Peugeot, France; Volkswagen, BMW, and Mercedes-Benz, Germany; Economic impact. Car prices in the EU are expected to rise by $3,000 to $5,000 per vehicle. European car sales could decline by 8% in 2025. Over 50,000 jobs in France and Germany are at risk. The ripple effect on US carmakers. Surprisingly, American automakers are not spared. Ford and General Motors, which import parts from Europe, face increased production costs, reducing profitability. Supply chain slowdowns affecting manufacturing output. Industry calls for a resolution. As both American and European automakers feel the pressure, industry leaders urge Washington and Brussels to negotiate a solution. But neither side is willing to back down. Amid rising tensions with the US, France actively seeks new trade partnerships, and China becomes the preferred ally. France's strengthening trade ties with China. By 2023, trade between France and China reached nearly $79 billion, marking a 25% increase from the previous year. By 2025, French companies strengthened ties with China, focusing on electric vehicle EV technology, aerospace and aviation, agriculture and food exports, strategic agreements. Renault and Peugeot secured partnerships with Chinese giants BYD and CATL, gaining access to advanced battery technology, reducing reliance on US suppliers. Joint EV manufacturing deals, expanding their presence in the Asian market. Macron's vision for economic independence. French President Emmanuel Macron emphasizes the need for trade diversification. France's economic future cannot depend solely on the United States. Strengthening our ties with China opens new doors for innovation and sustainable growth. This move signals a major shift in global economic alliances challenging US trade dominance. Not just France, the entire European Union is preparing to retaliate. The EU's response to US tariffs. The European Commission is reviewing countermeasures against US imports, including increasing tariffs on American car imports, potentially up to 20 to 30%. Taxing U.S. coal and liquefied natural gas, LNG, restricting access to EU aviation and tech markets for U.S. companies. President Emmanuel Macron issues a strong statement. Europe cannot allow its economy to be dictated by unilateral decisions from Washington. If these countermeasures are implemented, a full-scale trade war could erupt, affecting industries worldwide. Trump went bankrupt even with a casino, yet calls himself a business genius. Former Congressman Adam Kinzinger just exposed Trump on live TV, revealing everything.
Is a weak man pretending to be strong.
In an unscripted, no-holds-barred interview, Adam Kinzinger did what no one dared to do. He not only criticized Trump, but bluntly exposed his image. Kinzinger called Trump a weakling who always pretends to be strong. He even described Trump as a six-year-old child, constantly craving recognition from his father.
I'm not going to take on actual tough people because then he may have a fight. And he's a coward. I mean, he really is scared to death. He's like I think of a six-year-old boy that's still trying to earn his father's approval. That's Donald Trump.
A man who is always afraid to face the truth about himself. A ruthless statement from someone who was once an ally of the Republican Party. But that's not all. Kinzinger didn't hesitate to criticize Trump for his response during the Capitol riot.
Our democracy was frayed by the events of January 6th, as Donald Trump's deceit and dishonor led to a siege on the United States Capitol.
A leader who pretends to be tough but hid in the White House when the riot broke out, Kinzinger said, highlighting Trump's weakness when facing a crisis.
Pretending to be big. He's a faithless man, pretending to be righteous. He's a perpetrator who can't stop playing the...
If you've been following Trump for a long time, you've probably noticed one thing. Every failure of his has an outside culprit, never himself. Kinzinger didn't hesitate to criticize Trump for always playing the victim, whether it's being accused of mishandling classified documents or even a wrong McDonald's order. Trump could trip on the golf course and always find a way to blame the FBI, the wind, immigration, and even wind turbines. It's all a conspiracy to bring him down, Kinzinger mocked.
I'm going to tell him he was the worst president the United States of America ever had. He was a liar, he was a charlatan, and he was a man with a more fragile ego than anybody I've ever met, which the irony of it is, He walks around like the tough guy, but he's the one that gets more offended and wounded and sad than anybody I know.
Perhaps the name Donald Trump is inseparable from the phrase witch hunt. Every time he faces criticism, Trump spins a new story. Every failure of his is always justified as being played dirty. Former allies, if they no longer obey, they will be labeled as Rhino, Republicans in name only, or deep state. Kinzinger made this clear. Trump has never taken responsibility for anything, whether it's a failure or political devastation. Trump claims to be a business genius, but if you look back at his career, you'll see a completely different picture. Kinzinger couldn't help but mock Trump's business skills, a man who bankrupted a casino, where even the mafia could make a profit. Kinzinger likened Trump to a skilled chef, but one who could still burn the water. Despite this, Trump's supporters still call him a genius, even though he couldn't even manage a casino, where the house always wins.
Listen, this dude knows, he knows that this is like the thing that embarrasses him. He won't admit it embarrasses him because he's trying to like pretend like he didn't do anything. He's obsessed. He's more obsessed with like me and Liz Cheney than his freaking golf score. Hey, Trump, bring it on, dude. You weak, whiny, tiny man.
Trump is not afraid of the law. Trump is not afraid of prison. What he truly fears is being exposed for what he is, a fraud. And in just a few minutes, Kinzinger did exactly that. He not only revealed Trump's weakness, but also shattered the myth Trump had spent years building. With Kinzinger's uncompromising criticism, the American people will have to ask themselves, can we continue to empower someone who only blames everything and never takes responsibility? Do we truly want a leader like that to guide our country, or should we seek someone who can actually change things and restore trust in government? These questions are not just theoretical. They have a direct impact on us, the citizens, the voters, and those seeking a government that is transparent, honest, and strong. The political battle between Trump and Hollywood has never truly ended. But does anyone really know what's going on behind the closed doors of the White House? In 2017, Meryl Streep shocked both Hollywood and Washington with her speech at the Golden Globe Awards. While accepting the Cecil B. DeMille Award, instead of thanking everyone, she took the opportunity to criticize Donald Trump, especially his mocking of a disabled reporter during his campaign.
You gotta see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
It kind of broke my heart when I saw it, and I still can't get it out of my head because it wasn't in a movie. It was real life. And this instinct to humiliate when it's modeled by someone in the public platform, by someone powerful, it filters down into everybody's life because it kind of gives permission for other people to do the same thing. Disrespect invites disrespect. Violence incites violence. When the powerful use their position to bully others,
Meryl did not directly criticize Trump, but the message she sent was clear. A dehumanizing action not only tarnishes the image of a presidential candidate, but also spreads throughout society. This highlighted the stark contrast in Trump's leadership style compared to what Meryl Streep and many Americans expected from a president. Of course, Donald Trump couldn't stay silent when criticized. Within hours, he responded strongly on Twitter.
Actress, George, you went on a Twitter firestorm here. Take a look. It starts, Meryl Streep, one of the most overrated actresses in Hollywood, doesn't know me, but attacked.
These remarks not only sparked backlash from the public, but also made Trump an even bigger target of criticism. What's noteworthy is that Trump continued the battle with a series of tweets, which, instead of diffusing the situation, only fueled public support for Meryl Streep. This is a typical tantrum from Trump, where every criticism he launches only increases the criticism aimed at him. The more he reacted, the more he pushed himself into a corner. Alongside the political war, the relationship between Melania and Donald Trump is just as fascinating. Despite being the woman behind a president, Melania has always maintained a mysterious silence, making their relationship a hot topic in the media. Rumors about them living separately, with Melania not immediately moving into the White House due to giving their son time to finish the school year, have raised questions about whether theirs is a strong relationship or merely a strategic arrangement.
The difference is I know where I will be going. I know the rooms where we will be living. I know the process. The first time was challenging. We didn't have much of the information. The information was upheld for us from previous administration. But this time I have everything. I have the plans. I could move in. I already packed. I already selected the, you know, the furniture that needs to go in. So it's very different.
When Donald Trump became president, Melania continued to keep a quiet demeanor. While attending events, she rarely expressed real participation in political activities or publicly supported her husband. There were also reports suggesting that she avoided Donald's political rallies during the 2020 campaign, fueling public suspicion about her true motives. And then the jacket with the message, "I really don't care, do you?" became a symbol of insensitivity and a somewhat challenging stance toward public opinion from Melania. When she wore this jacket during her visit to the migrant child detention facilities, it became a media storm. At a time when the world was outraged over the Trump administration's family separation policy, the jacket seemed to express an indifferent and unconcerned attitude towards such an important issue. This was one of the moments that severely damaged Melania's image, raising questions about the lack of sensitivity in her actions. While Melania campaigned for the Be Best initiative to fight online bullying, the contradiction came from her very own husband. Donald Trump, who frequently posts tweets filled with attacks and derogatory remarks, is the antithesis of what Melania advocates. People couldn't help but notice the irony in this campaign as she called for kindness while Donald was the one initiating the attacks. We've witnessed the battles between Trump and Hollywood, but does Melania truly remain silent just to win? Or is this part of a long-term strategy that we still don't fully understand? Let's unveil the secrets behind Donald Trump and Hollywood.